whole point of this podcast tonight is to connect with others and make friends and network. You see, the platform that we are on is a diversified platform, right? Many people from all over come from around the world on this platform, and it is a good thing. Normally, the algorithm tends to, in its own way, put like people with like people in a nice form, you know. So, as you notice on most platforms that people have, or most channels, most live stream, it's usually the same like people. Occasionally we might have diversity, you know, one or two, or depending on numerous factors, you know, it's not necessarily on one particular factor, but on numerous factors, you might find that you have individuals on your live stream who are not of the same background, right, or same genre, or even demographics, you know? And basically, it's a good thing. It can be a good thing or a bad thing, but for the most part, we try to keep it as a good thing, you know, to network with other people who are not, you know, of the same demographics, you know, because that's how you grow your channel, right? That's all you know, that, all right, you're reaching out. Hello, Chino, Joe, hello. And people get to know you, you get to know them. And basically, you know, it makes your channel worthwhile, right? Because you get exposure and you communicate with other people, you get exposure with them. And it make it worthwhile, you know what I mean? It make it worthwhile. So we are talking with Regina tonight. I don't know if she's gonna be able to come back because her connection is real bad, you know. It's real bad. I don't know what's going on tonight. I guess a lot of people are streaming. That could be the factor too. So, you know, it make it difficult for people to connect to the live, because most likely it's probably a lot of people here. So at times you might see it chip in, chip out. Just bear with me, continue, you know. But for the most part, I still appreciate everybody coming in. I don't know what we're gonna do with Miss Regina tonight, because we're trying our very best. I would like her to join the live with us. And you know, as we talk about this diversity thing, you know, that diversity is needed on channel, you know, diversity is needed. And if you don't have diversity, sometimes make the chat or the live stream, or even, you know, going forward, you kind of limit yourself, you know, you limit yourself. You know what I mean? We live in a global community, right? And, you know, traveling is one of my things. It's not necessarily what I do, but occasionally I travel, you know? And if you don't get exposure, sometimes you get culture shock, right? And the best way to get exposure is, number one, get knowledgeable about the communities or the cultures or the countries that you hope to visit one day, right? YouTube helps us in that area. And occasionally, we get to see different communities, and we get that aha moment, you know. We get that aha moment, you know. A lot of things. Miss Regina, you still there? Did you come back?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Right. So, you say you're from Nigeria, no?
Yes, I am from Nigeria.
Okay.
I am a content creator.
A content creator?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a YouTube channel?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think I have it. I think I subscribe to you on this YouTube for the first time, but I know I connected with you before on TikTok for a long time still, you know. So what is the name of your YouTube channel so the people can subscribe to you? I think I will drop it in the chat too. If I'm not mistaken, I will drop it in the chat. Or you can tell them the name of your channel.
Regina Ebieto. Regina Ebieto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. There you go, people. So if you want, you can always give her a shout. How many subscribers you have, Regina?
Currently, I think I just have 2 to 3 subscribers. Yes,
okay.
Because I just started my broadcast as well, so I'm a new YouTuber.
Okay. No problem. We are all friends around here. Welcome you. But I know you have a lot of subscribers on TikTok, right? Instagram.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you're just new here, but you have been around for a while.
Yes, yeah.
So I was talking about diversity. What do you think about the global community as far as what, you know, live streaming has contributed to the global community?
Yeah, you know, internet today is one of the means whereby globally we can actually communicate with one another. That is what social media is for. So this live stream today is the help of the media. If there was no internet, if there was no social media, we wouldn't have been streaming right now. Individually, we come from different places. Even the subscribers, they live in various cities, various countries. So this is one of the greatest things internet has done, taking it from every one of us, despite the different background, the different space, we communicate, we interact, we make friends as well. We spend, we buy, and that's what the internet is for.
Yes. And you know, you're absolutely right about that, because let me tell you, I could speak as far as your country, Nigeria, right? I didn't know a very lot about Nigeria other than the movies, maybe soccer team, and the music, right? Because Afrobeats make Nigeria very popular, you know. And at the time when we was watching the movies, now we start to learn your traditions and stuff like that, and certain foods, you know, that you guys eat, especially the fufu. You know that, the fufu, right? Yeah, but we don't really call it that. We call it sometimes we call it turn corn meal or mashed potato, but yours is fufu different with your culture.
Yeah.
I forgot how you guys call it, but it contain yam, right? Yam and another.
Yeah, just yam.
Just yam.
Yeah, cassava.
Cassava, exactly. We cook our cassava different. We call it bami, but over there is fufu. But ours is like fried and baked. So, but yeah, you know, little similarities but different.
Right.
You know, I haven't tried it yet. You know, but I know what cassava tastes like. But I haven't tried it yet. So, you know, it is through the internet we get to know the diversity of different culture. You know, and would you believe, say, it's a shame because Africa is Nigeria is a black country. And yet we're so separated, we don't even really know our own people. But that will change, you know. That will change with time. But that's how I get to know about Nigeria, you know, and even Nollywood. You know, a lot of Nollywood. So what did you know about Jamaicans beside? Like, did you know anything about the Caribbean?
Wagwan.
Wagwan. I think that is universal. I think that is universal. But is there anything else?
Not really much. For, you know, I was meant to understand that over there in Jamaica, I think they said, weed is legalized over there, isn't it? You guys grow marijuana over there a lot.
Oh boy, everybody knows for that.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, is there anything else that you need?
The weather is okay.
Right.
The weather condition over there is amazing.
Yeah. We call it paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we call it paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but through the internet, you've learned a lot more about us, don't you?
Sure, I have.
Right.
I have actually learned something.
Who told you the Wagwan part?
Oh, Wagwan. I actually get a lot of Wagwan on TikTok. You know, I stream mostly on TikTok. And so TikTok, I've actually met a lot of Jamaicans on TikTok as well.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like we flood the airwaves over there. For some, it's a little simpler form, and I guess the incentive to be over there is greater, you know. But definitely, I know that we love TikTok. Jamaicans love TikTok. And the Caribbean people, them too, they love TikTok, you know. Cool Gamer, welcome. Thank you for coming. All right.
Yeah,
it's a long time I haven't seen Cool Gamer.
Jamaican, they love the music a lot.
Say it again. Oh. Yeah, definitely, Bob Marley. Yeah, definitely. You guys, I'm trying to think of a a few Nigerian streamers that are connected to. But for the most part, it's like comedy, you know. There's one, not really so much comedy, but most of the streamers that I connect to is like the comedy, you know. They have good content, you know. There's one recently in the Wahala Twins. I don't know if you ever see them.
The Wahala Twins.
Yeah, the Wahala Twins. Yoga is not Nigerian, or yoga is Kenyan. Walking purpose, yoga is Kenyan. Yeah, but for the most part, some, like I said, I connect with a lot of African, Kenyans, Ghanaians, Nigerians, Ugandans, Gambians, and Cameroonians. Yeah, but from different platforms. And this platform, not much, I think. Not much. Yeah, Boga is Kenya. He's Kenya. Yeah, and nice people. Let me tell you, man, it's our people. It's just for us to connect, you know, to connect. Let me ask you something, because I've noticed a lot of Jamaicans are in Africa now. Are there any Jamaicans in Nigeria? Have you come across any Nigerian Jamaican?
I've actually not come across the Jamaican people here in Nigeria. But I know that it is, for Nigerians, it is easy for us to travel down to Jamaica with no problem. If we have our passport, it's a free ticket because it's an African country as well. But I haven't actually come across a Jamaican person. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, you know. Jamaica supposed to have some kind of agreement with Nigeria for plane tickets. I remember reading that somewhere. I don't know where I read it, but I remember reading it somewhere that Jamaica and Nigeria have. I think Nigeria has an embassy in Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe somebody know better than me, like Monica or Jabba or somebody. I think there's an embassy in Jamaica that is Nigeria, a Nigerian embassy. So I could be mistaken, but if somebody know, yeah. So that was interesting, and I think it's been there probably like since last year or the year before, one of the two. But they are there, you know, they are there. Yes, my dear. So, are you doing very well?
Is life over in Jamaica? Is life standard of living in Jamaica? How is it like? Is it expensive?
Yeah, I would say somewhat. You know, like any country you're in, you just have to have some money, you know, and you should be all right. But for the most part, we're still developing. We have, from what I don't live in Jamaica, I live in the States, but from what I've been following, they put in a new highway system, and the highway system is still building. But as they venture out in a new highway system, it's opening up the island now. You know, so there will be some migration, and there will be other things coming down the pipe, you know, that will allow expansion and things like this, you know. But for the most part, you know, Jamaica is the best, from my point of view, you know, the liberty is the best. You know, the lifespan expectancy, depending on what part and wherever you are, is the best. Because we have a lot of centurions in Jamaica that we don't even know about. But a lot of people live to, like, not a lot, but there's a, you know, a good amount of people who are over 100 that live in Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? So...
okay, so the statistic shows that lot of Jamaicans, like 70%, are always with a dreadlock. Is it a culture in Jamaica? Is that a culture?
70% what?
70% of people are with dreadlocks.
Oh.
Is that a culture in Jamaica?
Well, you know, it's a tricky question. You know, it's a good question, but it's a tricky question. More because it's a culture thing, and then there's also the percentage of people who are really Rastafarian. But in the West, right, because we consider Jamaica part of the West too. Right, because you live in the East, so in the West, right, if you travel to the States, or if you travel to even Europe, like England, you know, anywhere in the West, more people, like more black youth, you know, they have locks and braids and things like that. You know, it's not popular in the East so much, but it's more popular in the West. So you will find the younger generation now, they will, you know, not all the young people, but a few young people will have their hair long, you know. But yes, it, you know, Jamaica popularized it. I would say yes, Jamaica has popularized it. But it's more acceptable now than it was maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or even 60 years ago. Because I've been hearing about, you know, dreadlocks from when I was a child. My mother used to talk about it and stuff like that, you know. But again, it's a form of diversity. It's a form of diversity, you know. So... but at the end of the day, like I said, it's more in the West. It's not so much in the East. Like, you see some people in the East, like I've seen, even in Africa, some people now are starting to wear locks and stuff like that. I don't know how they treat it or they accept it, but I see a few people in the East wearing dreadlocks and stuff like that.
All right. So, another question, Anthony. So, in Indian, the Indian people are known to play the cricket game, right? And here in Nigeria, we love to play soccer. So, over there in Jamaica, what are the sports you love to play?
You like to play soccer, and repeat the last part again?
In Nigeria, we play soccer. Indians play cricket, right?
Right.
But what about in Jamaica? What is their best sporting activity?
Well, they like football, you know. Jamaicans like football. And they like cricket too. But cricket is more... how can I say it? It's more of the gentleman's game. If you get my meaning, it's more the gentleman's game. But they like cricket also. Just as much as them like football, they like cricket. I personally, cricket hasn't really grown on me yet. But I will watch it just because it's a gentleman's game. Yeah, I will watch it, you know, because it's supposed to be a respectable game. Put it that way. It's supposed to be a respectable game where you know, you can go and relax yourself, and it's not too hype, and it's not too, you know, rowdy or whatever. Where football is a little more rowdy, even not only in Jamaica, but all over the world. If you notice, when people play, when different countries play football, they have their little groups of people, you know, rowdy. Even the other day, Nigeria was somewhere playing. I don't know if it was Nigeria or some other African team, but I know it was. They were playing and they got attacked. They got attacked, you know. So it's a different crowd. It's a different crowd when you have football crowd. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a football crowd is a different crowd compared to cricket. So cricket is known for to be a gentleman. And plus, cricket is an Englishman game. You know, it was brought over with the colonialists. So, you know, they take on that aspect. Guys, thank you for coming in. I appreciate everybody. I'm here talking with Sister Regina. She's a YouTuber, content creator. Also, she's on other platforms. She's still working on her channel. It's not as beautiful as everybody channel in here, but she's very new, so she's working on it. And you know, she will connect with you guys when you guys reach out to her. And
subscribe to my channel, you guys will get some more content on my page very soon.
Yes, so we're just here talking about diversity, you know, empowering small streamers. And I was trying to give you guys a screen, but for some reason the computer is acting up today. I don't know what is going on. Usually I don't have any problem, but when I come on with this platform, I usually come on at night, because I know in the early morning it's not that many people there. But for some reason it was giving me a problem tonight. I don't know what's going on with it, but hopefully it can be corrected in the near future. Yeah, so let me try this other one, see if I can get this platform to work for me. So I was here talking with the sister. I appreciate everybody. Jabba Juice, big up yourself. Jabba Juice TV, thank you for coming in. And who else is here? I'm gonna forget anybody. Nancy Perrin Ministries, thank you so much for coming in. This is not really a ministry channel. We try to keep it balanced, you know. We live life balance, you know, but we keep God at the forefront of everything. We live life balance, you know. And the platform that I have is still growing. So by definition, this is a growing channel, you know. To the Lord, direct and tell me exactly the purpose. We just do everything that God allow us to do. And we still give him the glory, and we have fun at the same time. Big up yourself, Chilon Cho. All right, Chilon Cho TV. Hope I didn't mess up your name. And Kumos Najaplak, thank you so much, Kumos, for coming. Where's his ear? I know I saw Vice out. Hello. How are you? Thank you for coming. I appreciate you for coming. There are a few people here who are really supporters. I thank you so much. We are now way to 2,000. subscribers slowly but surely. We are trying to get there. Justice Vice, big up yourself, coming in. I appreciate everybody. Liking kisses, hello, how are you? Another sister who is a late night streamer. She comes on occasionally. I do catch her and know that it's appreciated. Appreciated. Everybody, I really do appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Yes, people, so are you doing very well on the other platforms? What platform is doing really well for you, Sister Regina?
So right now, for any